The troubles at United Airlines are especially painful for its pilots and mechanics who sacrificed wages and benefits to become owners of the company 8 years ago. An estimated 11,000 companies nationwide have a form of employee ownership, but some observers say United's experiment was doomed from the start. From San Francisco, NPR's Elaine Corey reports.
At the Union Hall, a few miles south of San Francisco International Airport, Jim Schwerian, a United mechanic for 17 years, couldn't be more disillusioned. He once had great hopes for employee ownership, but now says those early promises stick in his craw.
We were forced into buying the company. We were all told we were going to be millionaires. And it's got us nowhere.
In 1994, United's mechanics and pilots, but not its flight attendants, took pay cuts and agreed to forego 6 years of raises to become owners of the airline with about a 55% equity stake. Schwerian estimates the ownership plan cost each mechanic about $70,000. And he remembers when his shares hit the $100 mark 3 years later. Now they're worth less than a dollar. Chris Mackin, a consultant with Ownership Associates in Cambridge, says the United employee buyout was plagued with problems from day one.
United was a special case, a particularly large company, multi-union, publicly traded. This was going to be tough to execute no matter how you looked at it.
Back in the early 1990s, upstart airlines like Southwest were running circles around the big carriers. United had to cut its labor costs to survive. Mackin says it was actually the pilots' union that hatched a plan to have employee concessions tied to ownership, but he says it remained mostly a missed opportunity.
Rick Dubinsky, actually, who was the pilot from the pilots' union, who was the original architect of it, had a interesting metaphor. He called it an unopened present sitting in the middle of a gymnasium with 80,000 people looking at it, and nobody had figured out how to pull the ribbon and open the box.
When the employees became owners, they gained 3 seats on United's board and veto power over some decisions. But according to Mackin, the culture didn't really change. Mechanic Jim Schwerian says management squandered millions of dollars in failed attempts to launch a business jet service called Avalar and then to buy U.S. Airways.
Just everywhere down the road, they've taken our money and thrown it away, basically, and without our approval. We're supposed to be stockholders and own the company. We don't own anything. We have no say-so.
That might be true for the mechanics, but Aaron Gelman, a professor at the Transportation Center at Northwestern University, argues it's not the case for United's pilots. In fact, Gelman says the pilots' union gained tremendous clout through the stock ownership plan and may be the major culprit in the company's downfall.
You find that the pilots are in de facto control of the airline, exercising micromanagement in a number of areas. They've given themselves or forced the board to give them much more money than is warranted under the circumstances, and this has really brought United to its knees.
Elliot Sloan, a spokesman for United's Pilots Association, disputes that, saying factors such as the fall-off in air travel since 9/11 and other problems beyond the ESOP, or Employee Stock Ownership Plan, have brought the carrier down.
In no way did the ESOP create any management issues. And in no way is the ESOP a fundamental issue in why United's in its current financial situation.
The pilots' union is negotiating with United to shore up its finances. Aaron Gelman doubts United's experiment in employee ownership will survive a bankruptcy, but he does expect the airline will emerge leaner and more competitive. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.